someone else's journey is our lesson.
We used to say, the difficult we do immediately, the impossible just takes a little more time.
Someone else's lesson is our gift.
I believe part of our responsibility is really to equip and inspire our students to ask those difficult questions.
Be encouraged by the stories that lift us all.
I came to Howard because I wanted to be the President of the United States.
Somebody saw something in me, and it's my duty to be that person for somebody else.
Now, join Dr. Wayne Frederick, President of Howard University, and his guest on The Journey.
HELPS, H-E-L-P-S. This is the acronym that stands for Higher Education, Leadership, and Policy Studies, a groundbreaking PhD program here at Howard University. This new program is on the move, specifically designed to prepare scholars for leadership at and advocacy on behalf of minority-serving institutions like ours. Last year, 14 students were in the inaugural cohort. This year, those students continue this unique field of study. Hello, I'm Dr. Wayne Frederick, and my guests today are three graduate students in our HELPS program, Brianna Clark, Bilal Baldudin, and Leslie Hall. Welcome.
Welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.
So let me start with you, Leslie. You're from here in the neighborhood, as they say.
Yes.
Tell me where you're from and what it was like growing up right here in the DMV area.
I am from Capitol Heights. I was born and raised in Prince George's County. My grandparents raised me. I had a good childhood. I was raised with some old folks, and so I had a lot of my mannerisms and a lot of my values and a lot of things that I believe in terms of education and its seriousness. I gleaned from my grandparents, and so Howard, my grandmother used to always listen to WHUR on our way to church every Sunday morning. So, you know, growing up here in the nation's capital was unique, and it allowed me to see, it allowed my family to engage with like national politics as just like a staple thing.
So Bilal, tell us where you were born, where you grew up, and what led you to Howard University?
Yeah, so for me, I was born and raised in New Jersey, and I think for me, what brought me to Howard is very much, one, the name of the institution. Howard carries such a powerful name, and with that, this program specifically focusing on minority-serving institutions and being a part of the inaugural cohort, to me, was a priority. But I've always known that I wanted to be at Howard at some point just because of the long history that the university has.
So. And you're from New Jersey originally. Mm-hmm. So tell me what it was like growing up.
Growing up, education has always been super important in our family. And so my mother is a high school teacher in Orange, New Jersey. And then my dad is an engineer. And even with all of my cousins, we all lived pretty close together. We all went to high school together. And most of them, if not all of them. So they're either doctors or business people. And so I was the first one to really step out into doing my own thing. And so my bachelor's is in advertising, which was the closest I was going to come to business. And then when I said I wanted to go into education, there was a little bit of pushback. But at that time, I was old enough to make my own decision. So I did and went that way.
And Brianna?
Yes.
Tell us about you. You said you describe yourself as from a military family.
Yes.
So tell us what that was like.
Military, born and raised. I was born in Seattle, Washington. My dad was stationed there. That's where he met my mother. And between then and now, I've lived in 7 different states and 1 other country beyond the U.S. Growing up, I used to hate it because I was always the new kid. Like, I always had to pick up and move every 3 years. But now where I'm at, it's helped me adapt quickly, walk with people of different backgrounds, ethnicities, beliefs. And it's really cool. Like, I know people all over the country. Every time I walk down the street, I see someone I at least know. I deem myself an HBCU advocate. I went to Virginia State University for my bachelor's degree, which is an HBCU, and I fell in love. Like, when I was looking at colleges, I did not know what an HBCU was. I graduated in New Jersey, like Lyle. But it changed my scope. It changed my life. I was always in advanced classes growing up. So a lot of times I was the only black girl in there. So being on a campus where I saw people that looked like me being taught by people that looked like me, it just changed something and really contributed to who I am today. And like Belial, I did not want to get my PhD. I had no interest in it. I'm good at a master's degree. But I started working at universities and I saw some things that I felt needed to change. And I was like, you know what? I'm not going to complain. I'm going to do something about it. And that's why I'm here at Howard. And it's the Mecca. Like, we talk about it at State. I know other schools, like Howard is the place to be. And the program, the fact that it focuses on minorities is what drew me here.
So with that in mind, all three of you have had educational journeys that are very, very diverse. And that's one of the things that really has attracted my attention as I look at the students in this program. So let's discuss a little bit of your educational journey and how that may influence what you're going to do later. So let's start with you first, Leslie.
So I have a bachelor's in sociology. When I was at Bowie State, I just knew I was going to law school. Like, that was the plan. Everybody encouraged me. And I had anticipated on going to Howard Law. And at the time, my junior year, I was appointed to the Board of Regents of the University System of Maryland by Governor Martin O'Malley. And there was a gentleman named Bishop Frank Reed with the AME Church, and his brother was Kurt Schmoke. So he was like, I'm going to hook you up, you know, with a lunch date with Kurt Schmoke, who was the dean of law school at the time here. And so we hooked up the lunch, went to lunch with the dean. And he was like, well, Leslie, what do you want to do with a law degree? I was naming everything but be a lawyer. And he was like, in order for you to be successful in law school and as a lawyer, you need to love the law. And I was like, well, I don't really love it that much. So I decided to go to the School of Social Work at Howard. And we're unique here at Howard because we have a program called Community Administration and Policy, which focuses on a Black perspective. So the social work education is extremely flexible and is versatile in terms of how you advocate for marginalized people and communities. And I saw a lot of the Black perspective that I learned at Howard in my master's program as it relates to Black education and Black institutions. And so it was really a natural fit for me to come here to get my social work credential and then return back to HBCU to teach future social work students how to be change agents in their communities. And so I always knew that I wanted to get a doctorate degree. I actually thought I was on my way to UPenn until I opened up my email one day and I read that Howard had launched this program, and I was like, oh yeah, scratch UPenn. I'm going to Howard. And so that's how I ended up here.
Good. We appreciate that. And Belial, tell us about your experience. You've had an interesting experience. You started by saying that you did a BA in advertising, and then obviously you went in a different direction after that as you got into education. What was that experience like doing your bachelor's and then your master's program? Mm-hmm.
So my undergraduate experience is really what brought me into higher ed specifically, and it's kind of through a sad story of my best friend who... We knew each other since middle school. We both went to Temple together. And we started a dance team at Temple. And so we were actually on our way to North Carolina for a competition. We got in a car accident. My best friend passed away. Mm. And so with that, that was my best friend. So I was going through a tough time. And so my supervisors in residential life basically brought me over to the counseling center. And we're just like, we're just going to hook this up. And so seeing how they helped me out, the counseling center, the dean of students talking to my professors and all of that, seeing that collaboration on campus really like changed my life. Like, I don't know if I would be here if it wasn't for that. And so for me, I wanted to pay it forward. And so I've been fortunate enough to be able to do that in some unfortunate situations. But right after undergrad, went to Loyola Chicago for my master's. And then really from there, just took it over with residential life being where most of my experience is because that's where I feel like you get the most student interaction, and which was important to me. But then also with fraternity sorority life, which is a passion of mine. And so I think right now that's kind of where I see where I'm hoping to be after this program is really overseeing both residential life, fraternity sorority life, and helping push those two things forward at universities.
You're listening to The Journey. My guests today are Brianna Clark, Bilal Badruddin, and Leslie Hall, three students in our graduate program here in the School of Education. I'm Dr. Wayne Frederick. Now, obviously, I've had the good fortune of teaching you guys as in one of your courses, basically on the presidency, was the focus of our course. But through that process, I was able to, you know, bring Brianna into my office as a liaison to HBCU Leadership Caucus, which we formed among the HBCU presidents and the board chairs, so that we can collaborate and become, you know, change agents for the changes that we need to see on our campus. So with that in mind, Brianna, when you think of how you navigated your educational career to this point, you've obviously had a strong HBCU experience. What do you see with the HBCU Leadership Caucus and this opportunity that you're now engaged in, and then as you look beyond that horizon?
I think the opportunity is wonderful. Innovative. I wonder why it wasn't started long ago, because it's so true. Despite being on different campuses, I think being an HBCU or having that tag, you have some uniqueness to it, and it's nice to have some peer-to-peer conversations like, hey, I'm dealing with this. How did you handle this? And it's been interesting. I'm fresh at it, so it's really me building those relationships and that rapport. So I'm thankful I have a master's in counseling. So I'm clinically trained to work at a counseling center at a university, but I decided to go the administrator route, and I'm thankful for the class and even this opportunity because, you know, when you hear president, it seems so grandiose and, oh my gosh, like, no, like, I'm not worthy. But you guys are everyday people. You're, you know, husbands, wives, parents, friends, mentors, etc. And it's nice to kind of see the other side of it beyond, you know, the news and what I get in an email or etc. So
as we wrap up, just to give the audience some perspective, again, from your from your perspective about higher ed, and especially as it relates to the issue of minority serving institutions, you know, just any aspect of it, for everything, anything from the presidency to, you know, residence life.
Well, I've always been a HBCU advocate. Folks are looking to come to HBCUs. Howard is a great choice. Bowie State University is a great choice. Both of those are my alma maters. I think that HBCUs at this point, we are finding ourselves in a really interesting moment in time, in a space where we are almost having to redefine ourselves while balancing and keeping in respect our mission of access for students of all types of populations, but especially for our marginalized communities. And I think our HBCUs are walking, minority serving institutions in general, are walking in this social justice frame of we exist more than just to educate. We exist to also revitalize communities and uplift communities. And so this is an incredibly exciting time to be at a minority serving institution.
HBCUs, they're a special place. I don't think there's a university quite like one. It's one of those intangible things. You can't really grasp onto it. It's just a feeling. And they're needed. I know the question of relevancy is always a topic, but they're always going to be relevant, in my opinion, in my view. And I know a lot of people see it as a safe space as well, but I like to challenge and say it's also a brave space. It breaks the mold. It breaks your ideologies. It challenges you to have new thoughts, to have higher thoughts, and to engage with a diverse population.
Thanks for being here. My guests today have been three graduate students in the HELPS program here at Howard University, Leslie Hall, Bilal Badruddin, and Brianna Clark. I'm Dr. Wayne Frederick. Please join me next time on The Journey.
You've been listening to The Journey with Dr. Wayne Frederick on the Howard University Radio Network.
Hi, this is Justina Gray. I invite you to hang out with me in the midday. Whether you're at work, home, in your car, doesn't matter. You're definitely going to get a friendly smile and a welcoming attitude because I like to make people feel like they're at home. Join me for great music and a nice time. And of course, lunch is always on the house at Cafe 96. So from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. on 96.3 WHUR, the adult mix.